Menards Black Friday sale is here. Get everything you need to bring home the holidays. A Nerf Blaster dog toy blasts tennis balls 75 feet. Fun for you and your pup. Just $15.99. Delicious Dubai chocolate is $12.99 a bag. Color-changing squish lamps and Performax drill bit sets are only $4.99 each. Menards has great Black Friday gifts for everyone in your family. Hurry in while supplies last. Good through November 30th. See Menards.com for details.
I love my life. I'm so wealthy. Money loves being with me. Money loves my company. I'm so, so good with money. Everything I do is profitable. Everywhere I go, people prosper. I prosper. I feel abundance and prosperity regardless of where I am or what I'm wearing or what I look like or the things around me. I feel safe. I feel secure. I feel abundant. Everything is always working out in my favor. Everything always works out for me. I always get what I want. Even if it doesn't seem like it, everything is always working out in my favor. How am I so lucky? How is it so easy for me to launch businesses, launch new ideas, turn projects, passion projects into profitable businesses? How is this so easy? How come I didn't do this sooner? How come I didn't have this motivation before? How come now everything seems so simple and straightforward, but before I didn't feel like I had the resources, even though looking back, I could have done this way sooner. Why? The reason why things are coming so hard to you and you're not able to manifest how all of these other creators are manifesting and maybe how other people in your life are manifesting, the reason is because you don't feel safe. You are still in survival mode. Maybe it's because your current living situation is putting you in survival mode, or maybe your mindset is keeping you in survival mode when you're not in survival. You are safe, you are secure, you have love around you, yet you still can't allow yourself to move forward and allow yourself to live the life that you want to have. So if this resonates with you, if you feel like this is where you are, then this video is for you. Right now, your current circumstances are probably okay. There's nothing going terribly wrong in your life, but you feel like you want more. There's something that you want, something that you want to improve, but you feel almost like there's a block and you don't know what it is. You're not really sure if it's something you're doing, something you're saying. Maybe you think you're not manifesting properly, and maybe you're going around trying to read a lot of manifesting books, look into the law of attraction, watch a lot of mindset motivation. You're looking for like that secret key that's going to unlock your next level or quantum leap you or get you to the next thing, embodying being that next level version of yourself. And you're waiting for that thing. You're waiting for that overnight shift. And what you forget is that it's not fun to be handed something overnight. Once you are no longer in survival mode and you have relative safety, relative peace, relative independence and security, financial security, from there, the only thing that's going to quantum leap you is time, effort, and faith. Your ideas are going to become more efficient. Your nudges are going to lead you into opportunities that make things happen faster and easier. But you need to have that faith there. And faith is something that is hard for us to understand because it's not something based on concrete facts. There is nothing to prove to you or justify the fact that you should have faith. It's just something that you need to have. And a lot of the times it's easier said than done because we want to say, yes, we have faith, and we want to have faith, but we're still kind of seeking that validation and we're still seeking that evidence. And you almost have to get to a point where you just don't care anymore. And that is what people often refer to when they say detachment, like, oh, you have to detach from your desires in order to manifest them. And we hear that and then we automatically think, okay, let me pretend that I'm detached so that I can get what I really want. And that's not gonna work because that's not real detachment. Real detachment is you genuinely don't care anymore. So as much as you can intellectually understand how to detach and why you should detach, you can't really detach until you get to the point where you stop caring about it. And this honestly happens through burning yourself out. If you've been following the law of attraction for some time, or if you've been practicing manifestation for a period of time, you will know that there's like a cycle to it. First, you have a new desire, something that you want, a life improvement, and you seek out the information, you're able to make some improvements, you're able to change some things, and you see it starts to work very effortlessly. And then you start to almost get paranoid because you're like, oh my God, I manifested this. This can be taken away from me. What if it goes away? What if it doesn't work the next time I try to manifest something? And so something that's supposed to put you in abundance mindset puts you right back in scarcity because now you're almost scared of your power to manifest. And so as you know, your thoughts attract, your energy attracts. So from having these limitations and these feelings of scarcity come up, then you are reminded, you're put back in that old mindset that you used to have, and you're manifesting more scarcity into your life. So it's once you get that manifestation, once you're no longer in survival mode, you start to see the results of your efforts. You need to stay in your faith, and it's more important than before, because before you were starting from zero. Now you already have something to lose, but you also have a lot to gain. You have to stay persistent. You have to make this new level your new bare minimum. So whatever it is that you're currently experiencing now, think about it from a perspective of looking back at yourself a year ago. A year ago, the thought of having what you have now probably excites you, right? If you have a growth mindset, chances are you're constantly expanding. So if you look back at any point in time, you're always going to think, wow, look at how far I've come. Because if you truly have a growth mindset, there's no way that you can't grow over time. So if you think you have a growth mindset, but you look back at your past and you've been kind of getting worse over time, your circumstances have been getting worse, overall, right? It's not about having one moment better than the other. It's about like an overall trend. So look at the overall trend in the last few years and ask yourself if you've been getting better or worse overall. And then from there, you'll be able to identify if your mindset's in the right place or if it needs a little bit more work. With that being said, your mindset will always need more work. That's something that you'll always be able to improve more and more, but it's good to be mindful as to where we are and what direction we need to be going in. So like I said, once you get past the point of survival, you need to focus on your faith. Faith doesn't necessarily mean that you truly, deeply believe. It simply means that regardless of your fear, regardless of your rational thinking, regardless of the lack of evidence, you are choosing to act in a way and live in a way that stands behind your faith in what you want, in what you desire, in what you want it to be. Not what is, but what you want it to be. the goal that you are trying to accomplish. You are actively walking towards that goal, acting and moving towards that goal. You're not waiting, sitting around, staying in your victimhood, staying resentful for it not being handed to you. You're actively moving towards your goal. So the key difference here is that instead of focusing on gaining faith and focusing on having stronger faith and up-leveling your energy and doing more, feeling more, instead of focusing on those things that you can't really control, focus on what you can control. Regardless of the fact that you may be scared or you may be doubtful, you're going to choose to act in a certain way. So act in the way that shows your faith, and your emotions and your feelings and your beliefs will catch on to that action. In order to build your confidence for anything, you have to act, because confidence is only built through measuring results and seeing how you're validated, right? It is something that you can be born with. You can have natural confidence, but chances are that was also validated by the external environment in some way. So the best way to gain confidence is to create those results until you just have that natural built-in confidence to where you don't always have to get validated to feel confident. But you generally do have more validation because you are walking and speaking your truth. So more people are going to respond positively to you. That's just my personal experience. Of course, feel free to let me know in the comments if you don't agree with anything I'm saying or if you have another perspective that you want to share. So having faith doesn't mean that you're perfect. It doesn't mean that you have perfect thoughts all the time. It simply means that regardless of your thoughts, regardless of your emotions, you choose to live your life in a way that stands in your faith, walks in faith. Not only are you saying your affirmations and are you reading and learning, but you're also moving in that way, walking in that way, choosing to be in the end. You're choosing to be in your manifestation and enjoy it even before it happens, because you know that that external thing doesn't define you. It's only going to add to your life, and so you get to enjoy some of it now. The second aspect is persistence. Not only do you have to have faith, but you also have to have persistence. If it happened immediately, if everyone got instantaneous results, then everyone would already have it. The barrier to entry is persistence. It's coming close to failure or coming close to a delay in your goal and continuing anyways. Staying persistent, acting in faith, right? Faith and persistence go hand in hand, because the way you're able to stay so persistent is because you have that faith, and the faith allows you to stay more persistent. Whatever it is that you're trying to manifest, you have to act in a way that expresses your faith, and you have to stay persistent. You can't do this for a day or a week or a month and then complain when nothing works out for you. You can't say an affirmation for a day or for a week and then complain that you don't see any new results. You have to stay persistent. So choose a system that you have faith in. Choose a method that you have faith in. A lot of people have faith in the law of attraction. That method works for a lot of people. A lot of people have faith in the law of assumption. That also works for a lot of people. A lot of people believe in the law of effort, where hard work pays off. And that also works for a lot of people. You need to figure out what you have faith in, figure out what you can get behind, the plan that you want to follow, the one that seems the most fun to you, the most rewarding, satisfying to you. And you need to stay persistent in that path. Don't try it and then give up in 5 minutes after it doesn't work for you. You have to keep going, because understand that there is no right or wrong way to live life. It's what you choose to practice every single day over long periods of time that's going to give you that result. So find something you believe in, walk in faith, continue every single day to act in your faith, even when you feel like it's not working, even when you don't believe it's happening, commit to it. Make your commitment and you're going to get results. You're going to see new things coming your way. But recently, I was thinking of all the things that I wanted to do only 5 years ago, and it's nowhere where I am now. But the journey has been so fun. And so if I look back and think, oh, what did I want to manifest back then? And what was I like affirming and doing? And I never committed to any single thing, which is why I never accomplished the things I wanted to accomplish. So that's why in the beginning of this video, I started off with the affirmations and I was like, why didn't I do this sooner? Because I could have done this all along. I had so many different ideas and ways that I could have done this before, but I never did. But it's also never too late. It's something that now I can dive into. And I have so many new projects in the works that I'm so excited. If you follow me on Instagram, you probably already know, because I share a lot more of my day-to-day personal life on my Instagram. But once it's ready, like once the product thing is ready, I will talk more about it on YouTube. But if you're following me there, you already know I have some stuff in the works that I'm so excited. And these are projects that are like little kid passion projects that I've always thought about doing, but never felt capable or worthy or like I had the resources. And now I have all those feelings. I have all the faith and I have the resources available. So it's like full circle happening right now, full circle moment. And it's something that I really wasn't expecting to do. It's very surprising, but it also makes a lot of sense. So I can't wait to share that with you. The message that I want to leave you with in this video is that you're never gonna have 100% confidence in anything. And it's up to you to decide what kind of life you wanna have. But you also have to decide the things that you are willing to commit to. Remember, a commitment is not always going to be easy. It's hard. That's why it's a commitment. That's why people are scared of commitment, or people tend to avoid commitments, because it's not always easy. There's ups and downs and there's challenges and there's moments where you want to give up, moments where you feel like you made a mistake, moments where you feel like it's not working. But it's pushing through those moments and doing it anyways, continuing anyways, staying faithful anyways. Those are the moments that qualify you for the success that you get. So it's going through those moments and staying persistent, staying strong. That is the barrier to entry. That is why a lot of people, quote unquote, fail in their manifestations and aren't able to accomplish what they want to accomplish because they don't stay persistent. The barrier to entry is the challenges. It's the sacrifices. It's the pushing through. Think about it like this. The barrier to entry to have a nice toned body is to avoid certain foods most of the time and push yourself past your comfort zone in your exercises on a regular basis. Those are the sacrifices you need to make. That is the barrier to entry. Where most people would say, no, it's too hard, I don't want to do it. Those people that are willing to make that sacrifice are the ones that are going to see the rewards. So it's very straightforward. It's so simple, but it's also hard to do. But that's why I'm here to remind you that you don't need to overcomplicate it. You don't need to have some grand master plan. You need to pick a route, pick a method, pick a plan, and stick to it until you get the results. Stick to it until you're satisfied. Okay? You can do this by yourself. But of course, if you want to chat with me one-on-one, you want to see the areas for improvement and come up with a plan that works for you and track that progress, track those results, I'm here for you. Right now, I have a 6 sessions bundle going on, so you can book 6 sessions and that way we'll be able to track progress and make sure that you're getting the results that you want to get before we part ways. With that being said, I'll see you in the next video. Feel free to go binge watch the rest of my videos and have a great day. Bye. Mwah.
Menards Black Friday sale is here. Get everything you need to bring home the holidays. A Nerf Blaster dog toy blasts tennis balls 75 feet. Fun for you and your pup. Just $15.99. Delicious Dubai chocolate is $12.99 a bag. Color-changing squish lamps and Performax drill bit sets are only $4.99 each. Menards has great Black Friday gifts for everyone in your family. Hurry in while supplies last. Good through November 30th. See Menards.com for details.